Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for being here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, there's a long one for you, but the short one is jbsba.com. That's the acronym for who I am. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and all the other things you can do there. By the way, there's also something called a motivational minute that I think you'll like. And this, it's every day, it's a different little motivational thing you can read in about a minute or so. And it's on the right side of every page. You can always get to it. So click that, and if you get a chance, bookmark my homepage and read one, that little motivational minute every day. I think that'll maybe help you get started every day. And it actually does me, even though I wrote them. I like going back and reading them again because it helps me to kind of get my tractor cranked a little bit every day. Rosalind Glickman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Glickman is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Optimal Thinking. She's the lady who takes us beyond positive thinking to optimal thinking. Rosalind, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. It's a delight to be back.
It's good to have you back. And I wanted you to tell us about something that I think I just heard about. Did I hear that you're going to be on QVC?
Yes, it looks like QVC will be launching Optimal Thinking at the end of the year, beginning of the new year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, that QVC thing, obviously, now we know that they've got great judgment if they're going to be taking your Optimal Thinking program on their program. But that QVC thing, I've always said that the guy who invented QVC was a genius. You know why?
Tell me.
He found a way for women to watch television, shop, buy things, use a credit card, and then call in and talk about it.
That's it. All the things that women like to do.
Is that genius or what? I'm jealous.
He's an optimal thinker.
He sure was. I'm jealous. I mean, that's of all the things that I wish I'd thought of, that's it.
There you go. What about the men watching?
The what?
Yeah, it's mainly a female audience. That's
true. Oh yeah.
True.
No, I watch it sometimes. I got a confession to make, folks. I watch it sometimes. I mean, sometimes there are things on there that men like, but I do. I watch it just for the humanity of it. I mean, to watch the interaction between the host and the people who call in. They have these little relationships. Isn't that a classic lesson for all of us, Rosaline, about how to give our customers a great experience?
Oh, I think it's a most professional experience, shopping experience, and it fulfills a need. There are many people who live in areas where rural areas or they are disabled in some way that cannot get out to shop.
Provides a good
service
for them, doesn't it?
And then there are products and offered at such a discount that, you know, it's the offer is compelling. They don't really put anything on the air, as I understand it, that isn't, in their view, entirely compelling.
Right, they're very discriminatory in what they put on their show, and that's the reason why I'm not the least bit surprised that they're going to be putting your program on. What are you going to be telling? What are you going to be offering the audience on QVC? What kind of optimal thinking angle are you going to be using?
Well, we have produced an optimal thinking audio program, which is a multi-sensory optimal learning experience in an entertaining format. Now, you know, we are all optimal thinkers. Everyone in the audience is an optimal thinker. Everyone listening is an optimal thinker. We've all gone away from the office and found ourselves in a difficult situation and said, how can I make the most of this? As well as within the office. You know, we've found that we've got a customer that is difficult or a challenge in terms of launching a product or dealing with someone, and we've said, how can I do best here? And we've all had a problem and said, what's the best solution? And we've all said, what's the best use of my time right now? We are all optimal thinkers. We use this peak form of thinking, but none of us do it all the time.
Well, and we, what, yeah, exactly. And I think the other thing that happens, Rosalie, and that's what I want you to help us with when we come back after these messages, is how do we become more aware of our optimal thinking? Rosalie's right, folks. We all do this, but we might not be aware of it. And until we really become aware of it, we really can't use it to our best advantage. And we're going to get Rosalie to help. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Tom Asacker is going to join us, and then John Deaney, and then a new friend, John Livesay, is going to join us. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. All the rest of the week, we got Michael Cox, we got Ben McConnell, we got Bruce Bartlett, and Governor Jim Gilmore is going to be here on next Wednesday to talk to us about his thoughts on the 911 Commission report. You know, he's our terrorism expert on the Brain Trust, and so he's going to talk to us about that. That's coming up in next week on Wednesday. We're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Rosalind Glickman, the author of Optimal Thinking. She is the lady who helps us go beyond positive thinking to optimal thinking. Rosalind, you gave us the definition of optimal thinking over a period of three sentences in the last segment. But I want to stop for a moment. I always like to do this every time you join us, because I think it's important to make sure people understand exactly what optimal thinking is, because without it, I mean, they heard what you said and it meant something to them, but I like for people to have something. I like to put a little handle on things. So what I want you to do now is put the handle on optimal thinking for us.
Well, optimal thinking is the thinking we all use when our best self takes charge and we're giving life our best shot. It's the thinking we use when we say, what's the best use of my time right now? How can I make the most of this situation? What's the best solution? And we are all optimal thinkers. Some of us use optimal thinking occasionally. Some of us use it more frequently. But none of us use it all the time. And that's why I coined the term optimal thinking, so that we can know that it's a specific form of thinking. And then in my book and in the Optimal Thinking audio program, I show you how to use it consistently. Because it makes sense that we should use it all the time, but we don't. We get off track because we're human.
You make sure that we realize that positive thinking, you don't say that it's a bad thing, but positive thinking can be a little bit, it sometimes can be a little naive. And it seems to me that optimal thinking is positive thinking with a healthy dose of pragmatism blended into it.
Well, positive thinking can be suboptimal. For example, you can be a positive thinker, but your thinking is mediocre. You look for good solutions, or if someone asks you, how are you, you'll say, pretty good, okay. You're the average type of thinking, middle-of-the-road thinking, and positive thinking can be extraordinary. For example, extraordinarily positive thinkers, when you ask them, when you listen to their thinking, they'll say, I want great results. I want, you know, outstanding results. But optimal thinkers think in superlative terms. And when we use optimal thinking, we complete situations because we choose the best in any given moment and then put it to rest. When you ask, what's the best thing I can do under the circumstances, there's no room for anything else. You've chosen the best. You put it to rest. And optimal thinkers, we are realists. We are not wishful thinkers, which many positive thinkers unfortunately are. They hope for the best.
That's what I meant when I said the naivete. And
exactly.
And when I talked about
pragmatism, they hope for the best.
An optimal thinker, to me, is somebody who says, you know what? What is the best for me right now? And it might what's in front of you that is the best might not be exactly what you want. But it's you. It seems to me that it's you saying, but you know, I'm looking at this very very maturely and with a view that this is the best that I can do right now. And so I'm gonna take this. But I want to talk
about
the
best of your available options right now.
I want to talk about how we keep optimal thinking more in our minds, that we recognize when we are optimal thinkers, and that we try to be optimal thinkers more proactively. We actually intentionally are optimal thinkers, not accidentally optimal thinkers.
Yes, and that's the name of the game. Once we become conscious of optimal thinking, then the name of the game is to be an unconscious competent. In other words, to
right.
be automatically using optimal thinking. And the way that we do that, there are three steps or three things to do. One is to consciously choose optimal thinking, to recognize, hey, if I think optimally, I'm going to make the most of my business situation, my personal life. I'm going to bring my best self to the moment. And so to consciously choose to put your best self in charge. And the second thing is to monitor yourself, to ask, is this in my best interest? Or am I the right person in the best place at the best time doing the most important activity in the best way? If it's not the most important activity, what is the most important activity? Go do it. If it's not
isn't that also a great way to decide to help you decide if what you're doing is what you really should be doing in your life? If you should be working for this company starting your own business or whatever?
Right. I think that in the chapter 2 of my book and in CD 3 of the Optimal Thinking audio program, which you can get on the optimalthinking.com website, what we do is we show you how to make simple and complex decisions. So if you have a life-changing decision like going into a new business, which, you know, involves a lot of risk, you don't want to just, you know, wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm going to start my own business. You need to think through all the criteria and figure out why it's in your best interest.
Rosalind, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Dr. Rosalind Glickman, the author of Optimal Thinking. Intel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7:00. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Hang around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to the members of our Brain Trust, like our good friend Dr. Rosalind Glickman, who's our guest this half hour. She's the author of Optimal Thinking, How to Be Your Best Self, and I'd encourage you to go to her website, optimalthinking.com, isn't it, Rosalind?
Yes, optimalthinking.com. We have a free quiz there for your listeners, and they can check. You can check your thinking there and see how much of your thinking is in your best interest.
Rosalind, how do we, you know, small business owners who have employees, when you hire the first employee, that's when you quit becoming, when you quit being 100% extension of yourself. You actually have somebody else who can, you can leverage their efforts and their brain power. So when we have employees, we need to learn how to make sure that our employees are functioning optimally. How do we help them to become optimal thinkers?
Oh, that's the best question you could ask for a small business owner with, you know, starting afresh with new employees. I think that the first thing you want to do is be careful in the hiring process and just notice their thinking. And you could use our tool on our free tool just to start with and see how much of it. Let them take the test.
So you're saying that we could actually have them go to your website, take a test. You'd give us the results of that test?
Yes, they can take it online.
And you can find out if this person, you can find out if, how far this person has to go to become an optimal thinker.
Or what level of thinking they have. In other words, it'll tell you whether they're a mediocre positive thinker, whether they're a negative thinker, whether they're extraordinarily positive thinker or
thinker. I've never taken that test. I need to go to your website and take it. I
might You've got to like do that results. Immediately.
I might not like the results. I might not
it's
like the results.
Pardon?
I said I might not like the result.
Well, the thing is that it doesn't matter where you start because as soon as you know, hey, I'm a mediocre thinker, you can, or an extraordinarily positive thinker, or an optimal thinker, and I think, Jim, you're an optimal thinker, that if you find out you're a mediocre thinker or this new employee is a mediocre thinker, then you have to find out, predominantly, then you have to find out if they're willing to be trained in optimal thinking. And if they're willing to be trained in optimal thinking, we have numerous tools. We have the book, we have the audio program, we have life coaching, we have various products and services available to empower you and your employees to become consistent optimal thinkers. The thing is, we are all thinking optimally, but if our dominant thinking level is mediocre, you're going to find the mediocre thinker will obtain mediocre results, and they will compromise the best results for your company.
Rosalind, when I think about hiring a new employee, I want somebody who has got a good attitude. I'll take
you
a good attitude.
You want someone who's got the best possible attitude.
I want somebody with a good attitude. I want them with intelligence.
Yes.
I can teach them the things that they need to know about our business. Obviously, if they've got some experience, that's good, and if they've got some training, some skills, that's good education. But I will take intelligence and positive thinking and a good attitude over all the experience in the world.
Right, and then you can train them in optimal thinking to be the best, to have the best possible attitude, to make the most of their skills. And with optimal thinking, they will be able to make the most of every business situation.
Have you been able to track a return on investment for optimal thinking?
Absolutely. The Optimal Thinking software program, which we produced in 1990, tracks the return on investment. Basically, what you do is you test people before they're trained in optimal thinking on variables in the organization that can be quantified. For example, employee retention, number of sales, number of presentations to clients, things that can be quantified, and then you train them in optimal thinking and then measure it again and notice the difference.
That's how you can figure it out. Rosalind, we're going to have to wrap it up, but before we go, I want you to give us your website one more time.
The website is optimalthinking.com. That's optimalthinking.com.
So go there, folks, and check it out and take that test. I encourage you. I'm going to do that today, Rosalind. I'm going to take that test for the first time.
You can take it anonymously or you can put down your name. There's no obligation.
I'm going to tell you who I am. Thank you, Rosalind, for being here today. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.